Jenkins.
North Alabama quarterback.
My measure was, I was 5'10", even, 193.
Taller than the Senior Bowl,
5'9", something there. They measured me at 5'9". I mean, that's how I be sometimes.
So what have teams been asking you so far in the interview process?
About my past, you know, off the field issues, what happened at Florida, how did I end up at North Alabama.
And how do you answer? What do you say?
Yeah, I was honest. I mean, straightforward, told them I did. I admitted to everything. I take full responsibility, and that I learned from it.
What'd you learn from the past year at Alabama? What'd you learn from the time at Alabama?
I mean, it made me a stronger person. Taught me how to fight through reality. You know, I got to separate myself from certain guys and certain people. And in order to be successful at the next level, I can't do the things that I used to do.
You think you would have been able to stay at Florida if they had had the coaching change?
I'm coming, man. I don't know.
How much do you think your issues are going to hurt you with some teams in this draft?
I'm pretty sure it'll hurt me, but looking past that, looking forward to moving on, and, you know, just being successful from here on out.
Talk about going against the taller receivers. You know, you've obviously played against some of the best in the SEC and whatnot, but going to the next level, you know, with the guys that they're looking at now, 6'4", 6'5". Talk about the challenges for you.
I mean, there's some great guys in the NFL. You're going to be a great challenge. Week in and week out, I'm going to come in and work, put in some good work, watch film, and just compete.
Was there a moment in North Alabama on a Saturday or, you know, playing in front of a couple thousand people where it really struck you that, you know, that you messed up and thinking about the swamp or anything?
I mean, it was a couple times. You know, we ain't really play on Saturdays like that. So it was like my Saturdays, I watched Florida, watched some of my old teammates play. I mean, it struck me, hit me as a kid. And I was just like, man, I'm supposed to be there with those guys. Thinking about my past.
When did you guys play?
And we play like on Thursdays, sometimes on Saturdays.
Agent Norris, when you meet with the teams, what are some of the questions that you get asked, just not generally, but specifically, what kind of things do they say to you?
What happened with my drug possession? How many times I was arrested? How many possession of marijuana charges I had? How many failed drug tests I had at Florida?
Can you tell us how many it was?
I failed one drug test at Florida. I got arrested 3 times. One for a bar fight and 2 for possession of marijuana.
How do you put that marijuana issue? I mean, just staying away from the people that'll help you conquer that issue?
I mean, eliminate myself from some of those guys I used to hang with. And, you know, I think about my mom all the time. And my kids, I mean, in order for me to be successful and them to have a great life or a nice life, I got to put some of that beside, you know, put it behind me in order for my kids to get what they want. You know, I could be a father to my kids and just be there for my mom.
George, are you finding that the teams appreciate that you're being so candid and honest? Do you get the sense that they like that and they like that you're opening up about it and being so straightforward?
I mean, some teams, I feel like they like it. And I'm going to continue to open up and just be honest.
Did you feel like you got from that challenge enough? You know, even you're playing the top conference, you come in from Alabama, I'm not sure if you got from that enough, challenged enough?
I got challenged, but I don't feel like I got challenged enough. I mean, I got to throw that 4 times a game. So I really had to do everything on, like, special teams, whereas punt, gunner, kickoff return, proper time.
How'd you handle that? I mean, you're playing, but you're not really playing. I mean, was it a tough year?
It wasn't tough. Just focused on the little things, fundamental. You know, just finishing plays. No matter just the ball not coming to me, whatnot, just, you know, go all out.
Hey, Janoris, how much did the year at North Alabama make you appreciate, you know, kind of the elite level of football and also just kind of look forward to what you can do in the NFL?
It made me appreciate a lot. You know, going from coming from Florida, getting 3-4 pair of cleats a week, gloves, going to North Alabama, getting 1 pair of cleats, you know, playing in front of 3,500 people. Being in the swamp, playing in front of 95,000 is a big difference. I mean, learning experience.
What was the most difficult receiver you ever faced? What made it
so? My whole career?
Yeah.
I'd say it was A.J. Green, University of Georgia. What, 6'6", 205, fast, great hands, great route running, and he liked to compete.
What did he do to you that day?
What he did with me? I mean, he caught a post. I give him one ball. I picked him off like the first play of the game back in 2010.
Did you watch the pros?
That give you, I mean, you see guys like AJ Green, Julio Jones, guys you caught are sort of blown up on the league. How much confidence does that give you?
I mean, it gives me confidence, but I can't look past nobody in the league. I mean, everybody in the league, they there for a reason. They love to compete. A great player.
Janoris, do you tell the teams when they ask, are you absolutely done with marijuana forever? Or is it something that you know, will they ask you that question and say, you know, when's the last time you did something like that?
I'm done with it forever, man. I can't do it. I can't let myself do it again.
Janoris, you mentioned you got to think about your mom and your kids. How many kids do you have?
4.
Are you involved in their lives?
Yes.
How so?
Whenever I go home, they call me. I mean, I'm there. Gotta be there.
You seem like a man who's kind of grateful for a second chance at all.
I gotta be grateful. I mean, for what I've been through, I mean, 4 years of my career, you know, ups and downs, you know, seeing who's gonna be there with me through thick and thin. I mean, I'm very grateful for a second chance.
How old are your kids, girls, boys? Can you describe your children and their ages?
I have 3 boys and 1 girl. The oldest is 3.
Okay.
And then it goes from 3 to 2 to 1 to 3 months.
Okay.
What are their names, Charles?
My last smoking, when I was, my last time smoking was right before I got kicked out of Florida, before the last incident.
What are the names?
2 more questions.
George, what are the names of your kids?
Janoris Jenkins Jr., Legend Jenkins, Janorian, and Paris.
How do you spell Janorian?
Janorion.
Thank you.
How high would you go in the draft if you didn't?
You're getting this chance after all that you said, you're getting through all of that, but you're still here, you're still knocking on that door.
Say that again?
That you've been through all this on the field stuff, but you're getting this chance, you're still here. What does it say about your talent,
about
your ability to survive with
fans,
I guess?
I mean, they see the talent. They just want to know what kind of kid I am. You know, I just come here to show them that I'm not a bad kid. I made a few mistakes, you know, and I learned from them. And everything I did, I did. I mean, I'm a minute, I did it. And I'm looking to put that in my past and moving forward.
Janoris, thank you, Janoris. Appreciate it. Thanks, Janoris. All set.
How high would you go
one failed drug test in the car.
Right.
Three of the rest.